Welcome back to the Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. So we're going to be taking a look at Measure A coming up, and we've got Craig Gilmore, an organizer with the California Prison Moratorium Project, and works with the Real Cost of Prisons Project, which is looking at the economics that drive the prison industrial complex. He's also in coalition to try to defeat Measure A, which is a half-cent sales tax for L.A. County, whose revenues will go to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, the Los Angeles Police Department prosecutors, and anti-terror measures. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, could you also speak a little bit louder and into the phone?
Yeah, how's this?
Great. So let's start off. There's very little information in terms of what Measure A, how much do they think they're going to gain from it, in terms of how much they're going to garner from it if passed, and where it would go.
The Sheriff Baca, whose measure this is, estimates that there'll be $500 million a year to be divided among various law enforcement agencies in L.A. County. The measure spells out where it will go. 9% of it goes to the Sheriff's Department for custody. So it's going to allow the Sheriff's Department to reopen two closed jails that were closed because of lack of funding to staff them. 6% was going to go to public defenders and prosecutors. And most of the rest of it is going to be divided up among the police forces in L.A. County, proportionally to the size of the city served. So the city of Los Angeles will get the biggest bulk of the rest of it. The city expects to be able to hire, I've seen two figures, one is 1,260 and one is 1,700 new police officers with their hunk of the money.
So in terms of two new jails, how many people is that actually going to be able to house?
It'll probably be able to, I'm not sure. I would think it'll probably allow the county to house 800 to 1,000 more people.
Right, which is kind of goes, our last guess in terms of was Jerry Silva from Families Submit California's Three Strikes, talking about even the Three Strikes proposition when it first got on. It was this whole kind of effort by certain people to get more jails to incarcerate more people. We were talking about before the show, a little about the California Performance Review and the George Duke Majan Commission. Can you talk a little bit more about that in relation to Measure A?
Sure. A year ago, the California State Legislature, responding to massive cost overruns in the state's prison system and a whole series of other scandals, finally responded to the fact that California returns parolees to prison at twice the national average. So people who are paroled out of prison would be sent back even though they hadn't committed a new crime. They'd be sent back for a dirty drug test. They'd be sent back because they missed a meeting with their parole officer. They'd be sent back because they maybe crossed the county line to visit a family member without explicit permission from their PO. So 2 years ago, the state sent 80,000 such people back into the prison system.
Wow.
And, our prison system, adult prison system in California, holds 160,000 people. So that was a huge percentage of our, bloated population, were people who had actually, they'd committed a crime, they'd been convicted, they'd done their time, they were out on parole, and then they were bounced back to prison for just some petty little infraction of their parole rule, not the law. So the legislature mandated that the Department of Corrections change their parole policies in order to provide more support for parolees who are out and give parole officers options other than sending people back. So house arrest might be one. If you have some dirty drug tests, you might have to do drug tests once a week rather than once or twice a month. But things other than, what can we do other than send somebody back to prison? When Schwarzenegger took office, the new parole policy was supposed to start coincidentally that same January. And a month later, Department of Corrections said, we're already a month behind implementing this, meaning they haven't done anything. So Schwarzenegger, as part of his you know, reinvention of government, let's make government more efficient, set up a series of panels to look at what the state could do. And at one point he announced that he was going to set up a panel to study prison closures because this new parole policy was supposed to shrink the prison population by 15,000. He revised that and decided that this panel, headed by former Governor George Duke Majan, should look at the entire prison system and study what can be done to make it better, because there were just so many scandals in California prisons. So the Duke Majan Commission submitted its report in June, and that included 243 major suggestions, recommendations on what California should do with its prison system. One in particular that I want to highlight, that they highlighted, they said that there were two things that were absolutely essential for any of the 243 recommendations to work. One was civilian control over the department, and the other one was that the department shrink the number of prisoners. It said public safety is compromised in California because we're locking too many people up. So the relationship between Measure A and the Duke Majan Commission, who's submitted this report to the legislature and to Governor Schwarzenegger, is that while at the state level, there's now a strong recommendation that the Department of Corrections needs to shrink. We need to have fewer people in prison, specifically not just to save money. They say in order to improve public safety, we need to have fewer people in cages. While that's happening, the County of Los Angeles and the City of Los Angeles, who send the most people into the state prison system, are talking about, you know, expanding the number of LAPD officers by over 10%. They're talking about expanding the capacity of the L.A. City Jail, the Metro Jail downtown, by 20%. They're talking about reopening two new county jails, adding new prosecutors and public defenders. So while the state's trying to shrink its prison population, L.A. County is looking for ways to pull more people into the criminal justice system, some substantial number of whom are going to funnel through that system and into state prison. So there's a big contradiction between some actually positive reforms that are coming out of Sacramento and what's planned with Measure A.
So you said one of the recommendations was a civilian review board, and a lot of times I've seen that they've been basically a space to like kind of let off steam, like the politicians say, okay, we'll give you this kind of bone so you can, you know, but there's no real teeth to it. So how can it actually look in terms of the teeth part of what a civilian review board would do?
Well,
did they actually say that in the report and to make
the Disnaging Commission suggests that it not just be a review board, but it operate more like the Regents of the University of California or the trustees of CSU, that this would actually be a governing body that would set policy. So it wouldn't simply review policy, it would set policy. Now, they also recommended that all members be appointed by the governor.
Hmm.
So we can, you know, easily imagine who would and wouldn't be on this board.
Right.
And there's been a lot of public comment on whether, if such a board were to be established, whether there might be other individuals or organizations who might be able to appoint one or more members to the body. You know, could the legislature appoint people? Could the University of California appoint people? Who else might be able to appoint someone to this board, such that it's not all gubernatorial appointees? But even if we imagine kind of a worst possible scenario, you know, five Arnold Schwarzenegger appointees are now in charge of the Department of Corrections. So what? He used to be in charge of it anyway. There would be a series of public meetings. They would meet twice a month. Sunshine laws, California sunshine laws would apply to those meetings. There would be access to information, which is now, you know, I was listening to your interview with Jerry, and, you know, when Jerry couldn't answer some of the questions like, well, how many, you know, what's the percentage of African Americans or Latinos who are locked up under
It's not like they publish those,
and they're proud of them. Information out of the Department of Corrections.
Right.
You know, they'll plead security issues. They'll say, well, we don't have an adequate computer system. It's impossible to get decent information out of the Department of Corrections. And one of the things that the Duke Majan Commission has recognized is that in order for it to work effectively and in order to restore any sort of public confidence to that department, there has to be some transparency. And they see this civilian commission as a way of establishing a window into the Department of Corrections for the public.
You know, Craig, we've got a couple minutes left, about 2 minutes left, and in terms of this measure, it needs to pass by two-thirds in order to be enacted, right?
Yeah.
Who's supporting this measure? I mean, besides Baca, Hahn, and Bratton that's been going around caravanning throughout the county trying to support this measure, what is there any opposition to it in terms of, you know, we're talking about huge bankroll and funding on side and mass media to get it passed, but what can we do in order to try to stop this measure?
You know, apart from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, who's against it, there's a group that's being organized through the Los Angeles Critical Resistance Office, and in fact, that group is meeting tonight. So let me give you the address and phone number of Critical Resistance for people who want to get involved. The phone number is area code 323-238-0596, and the meeting is tonight from 6 to 8 at 253 West Martin Luther King, and that's just off Broadway. So it's right off the Harbor Freeway.
And again, that was 323-238-0596, 253 West Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And so, I guess the last question with the last minute that we have, in terms of there's parts in here that's talking about anti-terrorism.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know your take on what, I mean, it's not really specific. It talks about being improving communication between departments. What do you think this points to, or what it looks like?
Well, I mean, some of it really is just infrastructural, like you say, and it's you know getting computers that talk to each other easily and you know better phone systems. But it also harkens back to the you know LAPD red squads of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, where local police were looking at any group that was against the war, that was for civil rights, that was for farm workers' rights, and the idea that the LAPD, the LA County Sheriff, would be spending more money, have more resources to dabble in under the umbrella of anti-terrorism. We can imagine what sorts of groups they'd be monitoring, what sorts of groups they'd want to disrupt. It's just, you know, it's a scary, scary thought.
Thanks so much, Craig. And again, this is Craig Gilmore, an organizer with the California Prison Moratorium Project. And the number for Critical Resistance is 323-238-0596. Thanks for joining us this week. We'd like to thank our guests, Yardina Aaron, Larry Aubrey, Jerry Silva, and Craig Gilmore. We have music today by Public Enemy, Prophets of Rage, KRS-One, who's playing at the Congo Room this Friday, 10 p.m., and Alphany B-Fly from No More Prisons compilation. We'd like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky and Christine Bosdale, and our engineer, Maggie LaPeak. Coming up next is Beneath the Surface with Susie Weissman, and Susie's going to discuss changes in Chinese leadership, as well as new numbers on policy in the U.S. and Putin's canceling of quote-unquote democracy in Russia. It's nearly obsolete. Under government confines, the end of the line. It's a long hiatus. You've been listening to Voices from the Frontline. It's our public affairs segment at 4 o'clock on listener-supported KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and on the World Wide Web at kpfk.org. Stay tuned for Beneath the Surface with Susie Weissman to discuss local, international issues, contemporary culture, and more. It's coming up next.